Hi, Vicky.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, how are you?
All right.
What the heck? Oh, it's a light. Always check your backgrounds. Here, I'm gonna. Vicky, you're here on the phone, right?
Yes, I am.
If
And I was
you,
wondering,
oh, go ahead.
I was just wondering how I sign in. I was going to look that up.
Well, I can sign you in because I can see you. We haven't quite figured out how to sign participants in if they're calling in, so we may just have to ask
I know
people.
that I thought I'd done it once before, but
Right.
maybe not.
We might just ask people, but I think the other puzzle is if you wanted to give input during either agency.
I
Oh,
get
go ahead.
my hand. I did this before. Now, for some reason, I'm figuring it out. Is it under reactions? Yeah, I can raise my
Oh,
hand.
you can do that. Okay.
I can do reactions. I can clap. I can do thumbs up.
Okay.
I thought I saw a raised hand. I don't know why every time I get on here it looks different.
Well, that is good. So you'll be able to. I'm just wondering, like, is there a scenario where we can't
Some
see people?
reaction you can go, oh, Vicky is waving or
Right.
she's clapping. She must want something.
We may just have to, just in case we're missing raised hands, we may have to just open it up and, because we don't want to miss people. Sorry about the typing sound. I keep forgetting to un. Hi, Mel. So if you wouldn't mind, if you can sign in the chat area, that's helpful. If you can't do it, I'm able to right now, but my circumstance might change from taking notes.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I will sign in and I will put my name there. No big deal. Thank you.
Good.
Oh yeah, I see. I could have done that too, Lynn. That's where it was.
It's easy right now. Once the meeting starts rolling, I'm going to probably be paying attention to my notes more than anything else.
So since the meeting has not started, I'm going to mute myself. Is that okay?
Actually, if once it starts, if everyone stays muted, that would be really helpful.
Okay.
But so whatever you want to do right now is fine. Thank you.
Okay. I'll just mute myself. That'll be great. Just in case my children comes in and barging in.
Yeah, we're not automatically muting participants. It just seems like these are small meetings. We don't need to do that. At least
okay,
thanks.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm fine, Kim. I wasn't sure if you could see or hear me yet or not.
I could see it. Said you were connected.
I saw your boys a minute ago. They're cute.
Oh, thank you.
Is it a photo of them, or were they actually sitting there?
No, God. No, that was from Christmas. That was just a picture. They're still asleep. Their quarantine sleep schedules like teenagers.
Yeah. Well, why not, right?
Yep.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn.
I don't know why I only have three faces on here. I guess I'm too close to the, I don't know. Oh, there we go.
Do you know, I can't use the raised hand function because I'm the host. And I felt so left out at our last meeting because I kept going like this, and which is telling everybody else to use the raised hand function. And then I realized, but I don't have it.
How come I have that long, my name is not there, right? You see?
I wonder if I can change that.
You can rename yourself, Deb.
You know, I was Deb Roosh, so I don't know what happened. Maybe it was the way I connected this time. I don't know.
I can rename you. How about abuse my powers here as a...
Okay, go for it.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Just like magic, right?
I feel really competent right now.
You could just change everybody's name.
I feel incompetent, so I'm glad.
Like that Google Docs spreadsheet.
What they're doing today.
Hi, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
So one thing that's nice when our full names are there, it's easy to see who attended the meeting. But if it's still, if people don't mind signing in the chat area, that's a very helpful document for us. And it becomes part of the public document as well.
So you want me to go there and do that right now?
No, not board members.
Oh, or just staff. The attendees. Okay.
Yeah, like pretending that they're walking into the room on the other side and using the sign-in sheet, that type of thing. But okay, we can see them anyway, so.
My washer just stopped. I think I have time to go throw stuff in the dryer, right?
That's perfect.
She's a chair. She can do whatever she wants.
I love it.
Start the meeting 2 minutes late if she wants to. Sue?
That is efficiency. Hi, Lynn. Can you hear me?
Yep. Hi, Sue.
Okay, good. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good this morning. So far, how are you?
Good. How are the little ones?
They're still quietly sleeping, so fingers crossed.
Perfect.
We might have one who makes his way out. The other one won't. He would sleep all day if I let him.
That's great. What a change, huh? And by the way, you all did a great job on this write-up. Connecting everything with the priorities, and it's terrific.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh. So Deb Roosh is part of that too. We had
She's not on the thing.
No, she's back because we
with her dryer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Okay, Deb. I was just telling Lynn my allergies are bad this morning. These write-ups are terrific.
They are terrific.
So that's Kim Bowdry. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
The organization of the memo was a little bit like we went through a couple of ideas, just doing it differently than we've done in the past.
So procedurally, because we have some caveats, so to speak, and some unknowns that are discussed in that D-memo, can we like talk about that a little bit before anybody makes a motion, or do we have to make one single motion under one priority? You know what I mean? Since we're doing our motions a little bit differently than we've ever done them before, can we just discuss the D memo itself?
This is
before we make a motion.
This is a very good question. I am not sure. Stephanie, do you know, like procedurally, should they have a motion on the floor before any discussion? Or maybe when the motion is on the floor, it's a board discussion. And is that, or can they do anything they want to because they're the board and they can, that's what the Roberts rules do.
I see Stephanie scratching her head. She may not know.
No, I think
it's possible.
Discuss it anytime you want to. Once the motion's made, you can discuss that motion specifically. But if you want to like discuss the general memo, like before a motion's made, that's fine.
Okay, that's it could be just because it's different this year. You know, different set of circumstances. So it might be good to just kind of talk a little bit about what's in that D memo that's not specifically related to the merits of any particular app, right?
Right.
And this, the way that this is organized is much more similar to the way the Mental Health Board has done their decisions. And so if you all want to discuss one of the individual agency recommendations and change it from what we've put here, then you'll want to have a little bit of discussion under that motion, and then we can modify the motion if you come up with something that you'd like to see changed, or you can add another motion.
But once a motion is made for, you know, the first motion for a set of priority or for one particular priority, we could talk about any of the individual requests that fit inside that priority.
Right.
That motion. Okay.
Yeah. Deb Rouge and Robin has her hand up.
She has her hand up?
Yes. I guess I have a question. What time is the meeting going to start? Because I turned it on at 7:58.
Oh, it is 8:01.
Like you all started already.
Oh no, we didn't really officially start the meeting. I just had a couple of questions about
chatting among yourselves.
Yeah, it's just about procedurally about what we should and shouldn't do, because I still don't understand all the Roberts rules, ins and outs.
Okay. Well, it sounded like you'd already started, and so I was thinking, okay, what time are you going to start? Because...
Well, I'd be ready to start right now, but it looks like we don't have everybody... Do we have everybody ready? I'm seeing a lot of names, but only a few pictures.
You have... The whole board is here.
Okay, good.
So you all can start as people... Hopefully people will continue to sign in the chat area, but they can join and leave. You all are here, so we can go.
That's great. Good morning, Georgianne.
Good morning.
Stephanie, would you call us to order?
Gail Kennedy.
Roll call, please.
Gail Kennedy.
Present.
Ann Robin.
Here.
Georgiana Schuster.
Here.
Sue Suter.
Here.
Deb Rouge.
Here. All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All right. All in favor of approving the agenda as presented?
Aye.
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 Okay. The agenda is approved. Citizen input, public participation. Would you like to start?
So there are some people represented by phone numbers on my screen. If we were asking if people would raise their hand if they wanted to give public input, but since there's a couple people we're not quite sure of, people might just have to say, hello, can I give public input? We're not quite masters of Zoom yet.
Correct.
Lynn, when you say raise your hand, do you mean the button or this?
The, the button, right? People should have a little, like a button that they can hit that says raise hand. And that's what we would like for people to do. Because I'm the host, I don't have that button. So I'm sitting here going like this sometimes. And
okay.
Really entirely at the chair's discretion, however you want to call on people.
Where is the raise your hand button?
There's a more button. Can you see a more button? For me, it's at the top of my screen.
On the right-hand side.
If you click participants, which is along the bottom, then you'll see on the right-hand side a column.
You have to be in that participant.
Yeah, and then there's another place for raising.
Oh, raise hand down at the bottom. Got it.
Okay,
great. Okay, so no citizen input. Is that correct?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay. All right. I have no particular comments today. We're all dealing with here. We're still hunkered down. And we have more unknowns than knowns about the direction our board is going to take because of all this, the direction the state's going to take because of all this, and so forth. So I will defer to our executive director, Lynn.
So I agree. I think that if maybe what's on all of our minds is the COVID-19 impact, but it's hard to start a discussion like that and put a timer on it. So I think what I would like to do is your next board meetings are June 17th. And my hope has been to bring you several brief updates on other, like a variety of projects. And then if the agencies will oblige us to create another one of those big documents with updates from them, you know, whatever they have time and feel moved to tell us about their experience, because I felt like that was the most informative thing I saw. You know, we're all getting emails all the time about what's going on, but understanding the local impacts is really powerful. So we will be, that's just a shout out to the agencies to let you know that we're going to ask you for that again, with the hope of talking about it in the June meeting. And then also, hopefully that creates an opportunity for board members to have a discussion. And I agree with you. It does seem like we still have more unknowns than knowns. And to that end, the other important thing we have to start doing in June is budget process. So I have a preliminary budget that I developed back in April, which there's no reason to change any of it yet. I mean, we don't have any additional information that would change it, but I did talk to the county's deputy finance chair yesterday and confirmed that the numbers that I was using are still on track with what she expects. So the good news is payment, the tax collection is not behind schedule. The new treasurer does not expect that first tax distribution to be late, which last year was a pain point for the DDB. And we had to do some special things because of that. It doesn't look like we're going to have to repeat that in June. So we should have enough money to pay the agencies that final payment and get ready for program year 2021. She also does not expect a huge decline in our current year revenues. So the only really unknown thing about our coming budget is collection. Like in the past, we've budgeted for 99% collection of taxes and seen something more like 99.5%. So this year, no one knows. People are in all sorts of different situations, and so we have to prepare for the possible loss of revenue from that, from just things coming in as late as possible. So in case people need to hold their money, so many people hold their money strategically. So that's really all I need to let you know. The other great unknown is if in June the state has changed our status, we will not be able to do an entirely virtual meeting. We'll have to have the majority of the board in the Lyle Shields room in order to hold a meeting. So I feel like we've sort of figured out how to do Zoom, and now like figuring out how to go back will be a whole new challenge. But there's also a chance that we'll still be doing a virtual meeting. I will let you know as soon as I know that. So that
I just have one question related to the June meeting. typically in the past, we as a board have kind of taken June off. Is that correct? If we don't have we don't have any reason to come back to reconsider some of the applications if all of the allocations have been made. Not that it's not a busy month behind the scenes, but typically it's been not a busy month for the board itself. You obviously you have plans for a June meeting.
Yeah.
So well, feel like we have a lot to do.
We actually have, we've had June meetings pretty often, but you're right. There's sometimes there are two June meetings. There's one to wrap up the business. And if you need that one, then sometimes we've said just no other June meeting. So it could go, if you would prefer not to meet in June, we could hold things till July, but and that's absolutely up to the board. You can skip the June meeting if you like, or if we don't finish the business of today, use a different June meeting to finish that.
Okay.
But we didn't have a March meeting, and so things are kind of piling up that I need to share with you, especially if I'm going to ask you to act on any of them in July, just giving you a little bit of time to consider some various projects and scenarios might be helpful. But again, if you want to cancel June or change the focus of it, that's fine. We can manage that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted my fellow board members to just have that a bit of information, potentially flexibility, depending on what's on the table. So, okay.
Lynn, remind me, when does the county board vote on the budget? May or May?
Well, this year I found out last night, and it was totally by accident. I found out they want to have budgets earlier than previously. So the only way that I could bring them a budget with even like, I'm not sure I would even ask you for approval, but like make sure you've seen it, is if you meet in June, because they need everything before July 10th. Okay. And your July meetings are in the middle of July. But what happens is the county board doesn't look at it on July 10th, the county executive does. And then the county board looks in August, and then again in November. So I could potentially bring you budgets to look at in June, July, September, and November, which is a little ridiculous. But if there are changes along the way, you do need to be involved with those and to approve them. So it could happen, or it could be real simple, like it's July and then September and then you're done.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the DDB board meeting minutes from April 22nd are included beginning on page 4 going through page 6. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All right, discussion?
Good job with the minutes.
Okay. All right. So all in favor of approving the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. The April 22nd board meeting minutes are approved as presented. Expenditure list. The April expenditure approval list is included in the packet. Page 7-10. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, I did have a question. I know that that towards the bottom of this, there's a lot of expenditures on our mini grants. And I was just asking Lynn or others, how far have we gone on completing funding for mini grants? Approximately how much of the mini grant budget has been distributed percentage wise and how much is left?
So it looks like we have the total approved in the end was 393. That's on page 29. And so at the by the time we prepared this memo, which was what, like 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, yeah. 31,269 of that had been spent. Some awards are coming in lower than expected. So we will not hit that $69,000 mark, even if it's also supposed to become really difficult to do some of these because of the nature of the award. But so we may be halfway, Kim, is that true? And then 19 participants are all done out of the 27. So we're sort of halfway plus, is that right, Kim?
Yeah, I would say that's absolutely correct. And as you stated, we are underspending on some of the award amounts, so we will not hit the full 69,000. It's unlikely. So
thank you.
I just have a question about the vendor numbers on these. So each particular vendor doesn't have to have their own number. Never really.
They do, but we're using, so the county doesn't pay sales tax. And if we pay sales tax, we have to take it out of our own pocket. So if we're not using approved vendors, somebody has to pay the sales tax. And so we're really trying to help people choose from among vendors who will accept our tax exemption. So we are using a small number of vendors unless the family themselves is the vendor. So you might see some just one-off, and that's the family. So, Kim, did I do that right?
Yeah, and some we've worked to have them become approved vendors within the county system. Mm-hmm. Some were already, luckily, in the county system.
Okay, great. Any further questions, any further discussion?
Yeah, I had just one question at the very top, the Champaign County Collector. Is this not really impacting the budget because this is money that was set aside, or what was the deal with this?
You have it just right. That's the money that back in January, I think it was January, maybe February, that the county needed to set money aside to return to Carl per the judge's order. And so the DDB's portion of that money is that amount. So it's sent to the county collectors. So basically it's off of your, it's out of your account, but it's waiting to be sent as one gigantic payment. And I think all the other payments are there. I'm not sure, like there's some procedurally, there's an issue and then the money will be released. And then there's a little bit more that they'll collect from each fund. And that is very small amounts of court costs, but also another parcel that needs to be collected, and that is not sitting in reserve. But if whenever it's time to pay it, that also might show up, just like what you're looking at, a big check to the collector, which is, that's not very descriptive in your claims report. So I'm glad that you asked about that, because
assuming that was money that had been set aside some time ago when Carl initiated this lawsuit, mm-hmm. That we didn't assume that we would have it.
Exactly.
Is that right?
That's right.
So all budgeting was done without assuming that we would have that money?
Right.
Okay.
And then there's this additional amount that I'm talking about. We have treated it like a reserved amount, but when I was calculating what's available for each board yesterday, I didn't treat it that way anymore because it's not as large an amount. It's just, it'll just be paid at some point. And there's a chance that it'll be paid back in small pieces because of the county's own condition. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm really glad you asked about that because we don't usually have a big amount going to the collector.
Well, it's a pretty large amount of money.
Yes.
Sue Suter has her hand raised.
Oh, that was a while back. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, anything else? All right, so the motion is to approve the April expenditure list as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, it is approved. New business. Staff recommendations for 2021 IDD program funding begin on page 11. They go through page 28. We begin on page 11 with our list. And then the D memo that's on page 12 that's really worth just mentioning that there are a few caveats, provisions included in the D memo that are new this year that are directly related to our current COVID situation. Because as we've been talking about, our operating environment could change substantially. Our service providers could see big changes in their operating environments, in their service delivery, and so forth. So really, thank you to Kim and Lynn for the language that's in this D memo that kind of helps define the unknowns as much as possible, at least give us some direction as to what could possibly happen and sets out some parameters for the what ifs. Anybody have any questions or concerns about that long memo before we begin to talk about or not the requests?
Yeah, no, I just have one comment. I do appreciate the description about the process considerations and how these decisions were come to by the staff. So thank you for that.
Ditto.
Okay, so we have a set of motions. This year we are considering the merits of the applications in groups under each priority, beginning with linkage. So I'm just going to go ahead and make the first motion to approve CCDB funding as recommended for priority linkage, subject to the caveats as presented in the memorandum. And referring back to page 21, there are three applications in that particular priority. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion.
Again, I think it's very clear the way it's outlined here, and I appreciate that.
Staff did an excellent job. It's very, very complete and thorough.
Yeah.
I agree. Ditto.
Why?
Okay, Stephanie, I guess there are no other comments, so the motion is, again, to approve CCDDB funding as recommended for priority linkage, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum. Stephanie, could you call the roll?
Ann Robin? Ann Robin?
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes, I approve.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. Motion to approve in priority linkage area is approved. Motion regarding the second.
No move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so that motion is to approve CCDDB funding as recommended for priority work, subject to the caveats presented. And in the there are three applications in that particular priority from four organizations totaling $623,370. Discussion?
Yes, I do have a question. In the second of these applications, which is labeled community employment.
Yes.
There is the fifth bullet point, $24,896 is a match for the donated funds initiative, which begins July 1st, 2020. I'd like to know what the donated funds initiative is, whether this money is going to, is there any question associated with it, whether or not they will get matching funds, and why county funds are being used for this instead of funds from the organization.
So Deb, this question, I am not sure that I can answer all of those questions. Kim Bowdrey may be able to, but the agency is well represented in the call. So if you are of a mind to open discussion for agency response, they may be able to address all of that. Kim, do you, or maybe Kim can.
I'm not hearing anybody from DSC. Do we have a DSC rep?
Yeah, we had a decision memo. I think there was a discussion last month about it. So previously in the past, United Way has done this match, but they did not fund this program this year. And so we needed a match. We don't have internal funds to do that match, so that's what we asked the county to do that.
Well, I still don't understand what this match money goes towards.
It's for a federal grant, and that could probably chime in more on the actual things, but it's money that's used for community employment for individuals at places within the community. So staffing, like supervision of maybe a group at a certain location, or someone to supervise one individual or multiple individuals at a location within town.
So is there a long history of getting this grant with the other organization that used to apply for it?
Yes, 15 plus years.
So there's a fair certainty that this grant will come through again then?
The DFI, yes, absolutely. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't go through.
Okay. But there's no internal funds within DSC to be able to use to apply for a grant like this?
We typically have not done that. We've always used United Way grant, so I thought that this would be a good match for it since this was community employment. It's for the same, it's the same type of work. It's the community employment work, so I felt like that was a good match for it. That's why we asked for it for the county instead.
Yeah, is this the same thing that we discussed last month and
yes.
made a kind
yes.
of a general statement that we thought that under the circumstances, this would be a reasonable thing to do? This was the same one that we discussed last month.
Yes.
Well, okay. I'm sorry in that case. I didn't go back to the notes.
I mean, if you want specific questions on the program, I think Annette could probably answer that. But basically, it's a match for community. It is for supervision for community employment. And we've had this grant for a very long time, and United Way has been the match for that grant for the whole time that I've been here. But they are not the match this year.
And I this is Patty at DSC. I also just wanted to point out that there wasn't an increase in funding requested for this. This was simply showing that there was a match that's required in order for us to accept the funds from the state. So it wasn't, it's cost neutral for the county. It's just earmarking that percentage or that amount of funding as a match for the DFI grant, if that helps or makes any sense.
What state agency is this involved, gives us the grant, gives you the grant?
It's federal funding. It's called Donated Funds Initiative. And it's targeted specifically for what Danielle described as the support for people that are working in the community employment program.
Thank you.
It flows through Department of Human Services, Sue.
Okay.
Okay.
Deb, could I make a comment?
Sure, absolutely.
I just want to apologize for the confusion around, because we brought a memo about this. Well, it was actually a letter from Danielle last month, and our intention was to prepare you for this decision. I apologize for that, actually making it less clear instead of more clear. I'm not very clear on this fund. This is the first time, as Danielle said, that this contract would be used to as match.
But it seems like what's important for the board to know is that this isn't an additional a request for an additional $24,896. As Patty said, they're just using money that they've been allocated as a match. Just to say they have it, basically.
And I also think that you guys have expressed in the past, and it might be in the language too, that leveraging the county dollars is something that is, you know, nice to demonstrate too.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Sue.
I have one more question about work, and I may have missed this. Early on, when we were talking about the changes in the environment, we mentioned internships. Was that included in any of the agency's requests?
You know what, Sue, I'm sorry to just jump in. My impression, and Kim, again, maybe may know better, was that no, we haven't seen anything specific to internships, but unfortunately what's been happening too are changes in the labor laws. So it may be a less inviting environment for agencies to move into internships, especially if they're not paid. But I think what you are talking about is this notion of paid internships, which is a pretty innovative idea. And just to add to your comment about the uncertain environment, I think work is likely to be the most unknown of all the unknowns on our list, right? Like, we see questions and articles about the future of integrated employment almost every day. So
I would agree with that.
This is one where your flexibility may be exercised, and that's why.
Well, and I just thought it was a good idea to bring that up because of what you just said.
So that's maybe a direction which, if community right. employment becomes less available, if there are fewer opportunities for community work, and the agencies have been updating us, so I look forward to bringing you more detail on that. But you know, it is an option to create
yes.
some paid internships under these contracts. And yes. I just wanted to acknowledge that this is probably the most likely to be the most dynamic area, priority area in the next year.
Thanks, Lynn.
Any other comments, questions, board members? Okay, Stephanie?
Jana Schuster?
No questions.
Okay, Stephanie is calling roll.
Okay.
For the two motions, either to approve or not, or
okay.
modify that motion.
I would approve.
Okay.
Sue Sutter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to approve CCDDB funding as recommended for priority non-work, subject to the caveats presented in this memorandum. Second?
Second.
Discussion? Just for reference, there are six applications from two organizations totaling $2,016,024. and they're presented on pages 23 and 24 into 25. Not hearing any comments, questions, discussions. Stephanie?
Sue Sutter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Deb Roush?
Yes. Motion carries. Priority for non-work applications is approved. Okay, I'll move again for the next one. I'm making a motion to approve CCDDB funding as recommended for priority young children. This is a CCMHB focus and collaboration. And young children begins on page 25. And there are two applications from two organizations totaling $691,153. Is there a second?
Second.
I will second that.
Discussion?
Well, the only thing I just want to comment is that I see that the Champaign County Mental Health Board is providing a large amount of the funding for this priority, and we're providing just our share of it. So the county or the mental health board is meeting this evening, Lynn, this afternoon. Do we need to make our funding provisional on their approving this, or?
That wouldn't hurt. I think that, you know, my assumption.
I don't know how that's.
Yeah, I think that just. I think that would just strengthen the motion, but. My assumption is if we take it to the mental health board tonight and they say, no, we don't want to do this anymore. Well, first of all, then that's a big problem because you have this intergovernmental agreement, which we would need to go back and, you know, with some other arrangement to satisfy. But also my thought was just, we would bring this back to you for reconsideration if they, for some reason, denied the funding, but
okay.
It doesn't hurt to add what you just said, so, you know, a contingency.
Okay,
that seems like an administrative question. If you want that, or if you feel like you've got the administrative support, what would be the best thing to do? Because I do think it's good that we're cooperating with the mental health board on this topic.
Yes. Okay, I'll amend my motion. Is that the correct language, Stephanie? I'll make a motion to approve CCD funding as recommended for priority young children, which is a CCMHB focus and collaboration, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum and approval by the MHB when they allocate their funds this evening. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay. So do we, anybody else have any additional comments or questions regarding this?
Yeah, I just have a question for Kim and Lynn. Does that sound helpful or not helpful?
It doesn't hurt at all. It strengthens the meaning. Maybe in the future, I'll try to remember. Because there are a whole bunch of shared obligations that come up next, and I need to make sure that your decisions are solid. So it continues.
Okay.
That might help.
Yeah. Without looking back, this amount, this $21,466, is approximately what we contributed toward this effort last year. Is that correct? It's very close. Okay. Okay. Stephanie?
Gail Kennedy?
Approve.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Approved.
Sue Sutter?
Yes.
Deb Roush?
Yes. Motion carries. Hey, would somebody like to read the next motion?
Sure. This is a motion to approve the CCDDB funding as recommended for priority self-advocacy, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Just to clarify, this is self-advocacy includes four applications from four organizations totaling $223,000 plus $915. Wow. Okay. Discussion? Okay, Stephanie?
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Deb Luge?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, the next motion is to approve CCDDB funding as recommended for priority housing, subject to the caveats as before mentioned. Housing is just one application from one organization, Community Choices. It is $89,000 even. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Stephanie?
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, is anybody ready to make the next motion?
I will again. It says a motion to authorize the executive director to conduct contract negotiations as specified in this memorandum.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Discussion?
Stephanie?
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. Motion carries. Next motion is to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in the special notification concerning FPY 2021 awards section of this memorandum. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Okay, Stephanie?
Gail Kennedy?
Approved.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. Motion carries. Final motion is to authorize the executive director to include in all new PY 2021 contracts the COVID-19 special provision described in the special notifications concerning PY 2021 awards section of this memorandum. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Stephanie?
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Approved.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Gail Kennedy?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, we just spent a bunch of money. Pending contract negotiations, less Lynn.
You saw my hand raised.
I did. I'm getting better at this a little bit.
I have a comment and a request of you. So I thank you for the support. I felt like when we had to leave the office back in the middle of March, that you know some of our central work is not possible right now, but in order to keep like our role as keeping the wheels greased so that agencies can continue to provide services to people who may not be able to scramble to find something else if they suddenly lost services, is really our primary role. And I felt like the way forward was to just keep going as if nothing were happening, but build in these levels of flexibility. And as always, if there's more money, we'd come up with a way to spend it on services. If there's less money, we may have to go in and do reductions. That did happen once. That was in 2009, and it was across the board reductions of, I think, 2%. That was still very hard for the agencies to carry. So I still felt it was our best move to keep the train going and put as much support into this as we could. So my request from you is, it looks like we've made a math error. It does not affect the decision that you just made. But when we develop a finalized approved draft of this document, I need to change something on page 25. The top of page 25 is the total of the requests for early childhood services, and that is last year's total, 691,152. That's old. The correct number is 717,603. So I don't know if, is this something that we just do a quick motion so that you allow me to make that change?
Did you say 717,613?
603.
Okay. And it just was the math, it was just picked up from the right. Chart incorrectly, right? From last year's.
Right. And it doesn't change what you've just decided, but it does change the way I present this memo.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'd like to make a motion then to revise. Stephanie, is that the correct terminology? How do we do that procedurally?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to revise our previously approved motion.
It doesn't affect your approval. Because you approved 21,466 on the mental health. It's just a correct.
Oh, it's just, oh, okay. So do we really need to do that then?
No, okay.
I mean,
you can make a motion just to revise that figure on page 25 underneath the young.
Okay. All right, I would like to make a motion to revise the figure of $691,152 that was presented as the figure for priority young children, CCMHB focus and collaboration, to correct it to $717,603, in effect just correcting a figure that was picked up incorrectly from the chart. You're a second?
Second.
I guess we should have a voice vote then, or do we just make them with let's go to roll call, Stephanie.
Sure. Gail Kennedy?
Approve.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Deb Rouge?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Okay, under new business item 10B, any board direction, anybody in particular that they'd like to talk about near future or the distant future?
I just think what Lynn talked about for the June meeting, hearing from the agencies, getting updates is excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll help us as a board how to support the agencies.
Okay, great. Anybody else? Okay, item C, successes and other agency information.
Good morning, this is Patty again. I just wanted to give you a little update because a lot's happened since the last meeting technology-wise. We were given a
a grant from United Way that allowed us to purchase some iPads for our group homes. And while that's not an area that you all fund, it's really improving access to technology and some of the activities that are being offered remotely. So that's a big area of growth. And there also are lots of groups and classes and things that have been initiated in the last few weeks that are growing in popularity. I think technology has been a significant challenge with not only our own end of things with iPads and the access to webcams and things like that, but the technology on the receiving end for people that we support as well. A lot live independently and don't necessarily have either the equipment or the skills. And I'm finding that I don't either. I think it's twofold. It's the technology is access and skills. So while we're very excited, we're learning lots daily, and we've got some great staff that are really savvy and got some others that are really excited to learn. But there have been some fun things like dance parties and sing-alongs, but then there's also some really targeted things that are specific to the services that they were getting when they were, you know, visiting or seeing their support people regularly. So it's been a kind of a whirlwind month, and know that there's only improvements to be made in terms of technology and access to the people that we're supporting. So I just shout out to our staff for learning this new model of service delivery, and appreciate the support and the inquiries that give us a chance to let staff know that people are interested in and asking about what they're doing. So thank you.
Annette has her hand raised, Deb.
Annette? Must be on page 2. Annette, can you hear me? Huh. She doesn't seem to be there.
Okay, Becca has her hand raised.
Okay, Becca, thank you.
Thanks. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. We've continued doing some of our sort of daily online connection meetings with our members. And in the last, I think we started last week or the week before, we've started inviting some community members to join us on our morning check-ins, just to give some of our members a chance to just sort of remember the things that are happening out in the community that we're always encouraging people to be a part of, maybe trying to start a little bit of a bridge towards that as we go forward. We've had, some of it was just like, we had a couple of our board members meet people and just say hello. We also had some people from other area organizations. So we had somebody from Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, somebody from Public Health, and then we've got some folks from the Up Center, and today, later this morning, we're having somebody from the Urbana Library, Carol Inskeep, is going to join us and just kind of talk about just herself, and just so that the people can have some friendly faces that they maybe recognize once we are able to kind of go out and do things again. So we're just kind of continuing to sort of see what works with that. And I, you know, kind of as Patty says, it's a lot of trial and error with all of these things, and getting people to sort of learn how things work, and we're learning how it works. But yeah, that's kind of where that stands for us.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? I don't see any other hands.
No more hands.
Okay, great. Then we'll just move on. Thank you, Patty and Becca. Under old business item 11, we have a mini grant update that's on 29 and 30. And we kind of briefly touched on this as we discussed the expenditure approval. Anybody have any comments, questions? All right, agency PY 2020 third quarter program reports are included. Comments, questions? All right, third quarter service data also included, beginning on page 52. And then D&E also, we have our DDB and MHB schedules, CCDDB timeline. included on pages 66 through 69 and the acronyms. Okay, regarding MHB input, we've already talked about the fact that the MHB is going to be doing what we're doing right now, later on this evening, 5:30-ish. Is there anything else, Lynn? Mark's not here today, right? Is there anything else that we need to know about MHB?
Mark is here, but you characterized the meeting.
There he is, Donna. Okay. Pictures are helpful for me. I can't read text. Apparently, everybody, it seems like not that many people are interested in joining via video anymore.
I think it it slows the meeting down. It actually takes up more bandwidth and slows things down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's good.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we don't have any staff reports included. They are deferred for this month. Any announcements?
Deb, I would just like to say, and Kim and Chandra are, and Lynn actually are aware of this, there's a steering committee meeting for the expo in June. There's been some discussion about looking at some options on how we do the expos, and staff has been really good about attending webinars on virtual expos. Some folks are going to go online for a virtual expo in the Chicago area and another one. So you'll get some updates, but I just wanted to let you know that we're looking at options.
Okay, so Lynn and I talked about this a little bit yesterday about the value of having a virtual expo in October as planned, I think October 10th, right? Versus putting it off for another 6 months or something until we're more likely past this corona crisis. But you're still in the discussion phases of that.
Right, and it hasn't been presented to the steering committee, all the options. Jim Mayer and Barb Reznor are doing some more information gathering on what would be involved, and then they're going to present some of the options in June.
Okay.
And Chandra's been great. Chandra knows how to do a virtual exit. Expo and conference.
Okay. Now, is there a limit, just if you're there, Chandra, is there a limit to how many participants you can realistically pack into a Zoom type virtual expo?
So the plans actually go up to spaces for 10,000 people.
Wow.
So we just haven't paid for that, but actually there's a lot of different platforms that you can go up to about 10,000 people.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then also think about just mediums that we have through streaming. They have these concerts, and I know that there have been at least 750,000 people like on different concerts. And so it's,
would they just tape that or record that, whatever, in advance and then kind of insert them into the agenda?
You mean like as far as a virtual expo?
The people who would be doing concerts and presentations.
It just depends on what they're willing to pay for. If you're willing to pay for it, anything can happen.
Okay.
Yeah. But capacity is definitely there, just to answer your question, to do these conferences. I just learned about a medical conference that was done with over 12,000 participants. So it's definitely a thing that's happening.
I think we should shoot for a goal of 12,000. Maybe 750,000.
If that's the case, our sponsors would be very, very happy because they would get good checks. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments? Questions? Well, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you all our providers for your applications, and on to the next chapter. Thank you. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great meeting, Deb.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You all too.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. Got through it.
We did. That was fun. I'm very sorry about the error. I think this is what happens when we are focusing on those decisions all the way up to the last minute, and we don't give ourselves enough time to final proofreading.
Well, it's just a simple, yeah.
I always miss something.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Okay.
So, anyway, all's well that ends well. Thank you, ladies. Everybody have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye.